in our choice of music and advocacy. Through our songs, we honor women's lives, tell our stories, and tell the stories of our sisters here and throughout the world. Our choir includes women of all ages from a wide variety of backgrounds, occupations, and experiences. To continue to spread our message of equality and social justice within the larger community, our next concert will be Can't Keep Quiet, Songs for a Better World, on Saturday, June 10th at Holy Rosary Church in Guelph, located at 175 Emma Street, a physically accessible location. Admission is by donation. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, you can find us on Facebook at Woman to Woman Choir.
One kid, and so that when my daughter finally went to school, it was like I finally got a little bit of my daytime back. And so I'm sure you're still really busy, like cleaning up from five children being around.
Cooking for them, cleaning, laundry, everything.
So some of your youngest children have only lived in Canada, then. They were born here. Three of them
are from here.
Is there an difference in sort of interests and culture between the kids that grew up or were born in Pakistan versus born here?
To help celebrate Rendezvous de la Francophonie, 50 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produced radio documentaries highlighting Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, the importance of bilingualism, and Francophone history and culture in Canada. You can tune into the series each week starting at 12:30 p.m. every Tuesday right here on CFRU. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RVF.
Pour les francophones et francophiles de la région, CFRU diffuse l'Éclipse, l'émission musicale française à tous les vendredis de 9h à 10h le matin. Si vous faites partie d'une groupe ou une organisation francophone locale qui veut se faire distinguer ou bien vous voulez contribuer à notre programme, s'il vous plaît, me contactez, Sandra Doucette, par courriel francophone@cfru.ca. Soyez à l'écoute tous les vendredis de 9h à 10h pour les annonces, les événements, d'actualité et bien sûr la bonne musique française.
Be part of something great. This June, join the Great Canadian Giving Challenge. Thousands of Canadians making a greater impact. Give what you can to the charities that you care about. Every dollar donated in June via givingchallenge.ca enters your charity of choice to win a $10,000 donation on Canada Day. Feel great giving this June and help your favorite charity win $10,000. Learn more at givingchallenge.ca.
Welcome. You are listening to Dry School, a show about high school on CFRU 93.3.
Apologies. You're not. This is psychology. Just almost made it on time. Not quite. Anyways, you get the idea. It was very close. It was very close. So there you go. Where were we? Right, psychology show, bikes, bike culture. Be careful of the squirrels because they're out there, they mean to get you. And it's a bit wet on the roads. I was just coming here and came around lightly around a corner and, hit the brake, you know, rear brake, and the back wheel sort of, you know, it jogged. What did it jog? Slide, in the opposite direction to which it was rolling. And I went, oh, this isn't good. And then obviously I let it go straight away, and then it did this sort of auto correct thing, and then I felt obviously much better, much happier, and gone over. And then the squirrel kind of looked at me, and I went, "Ooh, didn't even think about it, Mr. Squirrel. You stay right there, or Mrs. Squirrel, and do your thing. You know, eat, drink out of the puddle, or whatever the squirrel was doing." But anyway, it was definitely one of those brief moments of "Ooh." It's all over now, baby blue. But it went in my favor, which is, never a bad thing. But anyways, let's get this show going. Oh, they've relabeled everything. It's still in the same spot, but the new label makes it confusing. Or not. What's going on here? Who's pressed all the buttons? Uh-oh, what's happening?
Maybe I'll end up in a casket prematurely, yo, knock on oak abdominal. Rocket on spokes, resting a rubber by Continental on a vintage frame from Yeti made of metal mid-80s, factory pink with a white trim. Not following, I know cycling, my man, legs like Tyson's, 31 years old, still don't have my driver's
license. Oh, caught that one. Welcome back to Psychology right here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That's right. It is that time of day again. It is Monday. It is 7:07. Apologies again for being late. It's a morning thing, and some days it goes better than other days. Shall we talk about some days being better than other days? Let's have a look at the weather. Oh, where's the weather gone? There it is. It is 12 degrees. It kind of feels like 12 degrees. It's nice, but it has that sort of not super warm 12 degrees, but just kind of like, meh. Hey, how's it going? I'm 12 degrees. I don't know if that works for you, but if it does, it's fair enough. And it is going to probably rain today. I think there's a 70% chance of rain. It was sort of spitting, and then it was sort of just wet looking. Does that make sense? I'm not, it's kind of, is it still, anyways, it's, misting, I guess it'd probably be another day of misting. We're headed up to a high of 17, and it's going to just feel like 17, so it's a pretty plain old day. It's 12 degrees right now, it feels like 12 degrees. This week, sort of, by Tuesday, we'll be sort of free and clear, as it were. Of the rain. There is a 60% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 14 degrees, overnight low in the 9 degrees. So, not too bad. It's a short finger glove wearing season if you're into that sort of stuff. And we're talking this week of after Tuesday's rain. Wednesday, we're talking about 18 degrees. Then 21, 21, 22, 25. And Monday, 29 degrees. So there you go. It's going to feel nice and warm towards the end of the weekend and the beginning of next week. I mean, obviously, this is all subject to change. But like I said, there's very little chance of rain after Tuesday. So come Wednesday, all will be well. And then sort of overnight lows in the 9, and when you sort of get into Sunday, where they're talking about 19 degrees overnight, it's going to, you know, you're going to have that warm feel, that warm sort of temperature, as it were. So there you are. That would be the weather. So yes, once again, if you've just woken up, it is going to rain today. There's a 90% chance of, or 70% chance of rain. Then there's always a chance of a freak thunderstorm or what have you that around this time of year with the high humidity. Not a huge amount of rain, but obviously if it, you know, get a thunderstorm, you might get a quick dumping. So, okay. The park. I had a distance view. I went past it. I did not go into it, unfortunately, but it looked well. It looked like everyone was having a good time. I like the, you know, the mix of the wee ones and the older ones, the adults, well, young ones, the mixture of the two. And I was actually wondering if there was sort of like a senior or nostalgic riders sort of night at the local skate park for those that aren't quite ready. Or like maybe even those that were ready once, and then, you know, X number of years has come and gone, and they are not as ready as perhaps they were hoping they were ready, but they wouldn't have to ride with the children. I don't know. Maybe they could get like an informal, like sort of like, hey, this is the night that you know, the classic riders come out or something like that. Just, you know. You don't want to sort of get the problem with old people, you know, and by old people, I mean people in their 30s, is that perhaps it is possible that, you know, some, you know, whippersnapper, you know, 8-year-old is like, hey, look, I can do this. And then the old person's like, I can totally do that. You know, but in fact, they could do that, you know, 23 years ago, but perhaps not now. Where were we going with that one? Oh, right, mountain biking. It's raining, or was raining, so that's right. I found it kind of funny, though, that some of the trail people had to tweet her out that, hey, it's raining, stay off the trails. You know, don't mind riding muddy trails. And then it had sort of stopped raining, and then they said, we know you're all going to ride, but try not to ride in the muddy spots. And so people are, you know, it rained, and people can't be like, oh, you know what, we should just give it a day. People are like, no, I think we're just going to do this, you know. But anyways, that's just, you know. I did see quite a number of muddy mountain bikes yesterday. You know, far too many, obviously, on the back of people's cars, which, you know, is bad on a variety of levels. And I would argue that number one is the fact that, you know, your bike's all muddy, so you're going to have to wash it. But, you know, and the fact that you haven't washed it or wiped it off or done whatever. So you're just broadcasting the fact that you are, in fact, a muddy trail rider, which makes you, you know, I won't say scum, but, you know, of that ilk. And then, of course, number two, of course, was the fact yet, and perhaps even worse, is the fact that, you know, you didn't ride to the trail. You didn't ride to the ride. You know, so, you know, you have this quasi-green thing, you know, you're riding your bike, you know, and then, you know, you have to drive your car there. Maybe some of these people were at faraway trails. But, you know, at the same time, you know, when you see that, you're kind of like, oh, you didn't ride to the ride. So, there you go. Belated congratulations, of course, though, go to all that touched a trail on Saturday, as apparently it was International Trails Day. I did not realize this, otherwise I would have mentioned it last week, but I saw that the City of Guelph had put out a thing about International Trails Day. So there you go. Belated congratulations to all who took part in that. All right, roads, well, York is, you know, shut. And I think it's to the end, it's only to the end of the month. Of June. I believe it's June 30th. I would say that sign is probably subject to change. But yes, they are working on it again, and they are doing something again, in which case it'll be, you know, better. I'm interested to see how they sort of finish the MUP they started and whether or not the MUP gets sort of extended along or if it just sort of stays in that sort of awkward little, you know, hey, check it out. Here we are. Oh, we're gone. And then you have to get back on the road, which, you know, not that I believe, you know, and I know that, you know, recent events, you know, people were sort of calling for more segregation of, you know, bicycles and vehicles. But at the same time, you know, the on again, off again thing, I think, is problematic. And the thing is, like, you know, when you say, hey, why can I, not to beat this one around again, but, you know, you have the MUP, you know, the mostly used pathway, or where's it, a MUT? Anyways, you have this, you know, space where you can, you know, ride your bike or walk or skateboard or, you know, use those weird cross-country non-road ski things, or race, you know, non-ski, you know, you can do all that on the thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, this is a sidewalk again. You can't be on it, which I find sort of confusing. And I'm sure other people do as well. The apparently the police are cracking down on people riding on the sidewalk. When I've heard this, although I've seen a lot of people riding on the sidewalk, and I haven't seen a lot of people. Well, I haven't seen a lot of police cars, but I've seen a couple, and I've also seen them around the same time. I saw someone riding on the sidewalk, and I did not see the person, you know, being said, "Hey, you cannot ride on the sidewalk." So perhaps it's more of like a downtown thing, because I've not been downtown. But there you go. It could be a South End thing, but a lot of those places don't have sidewalks. I just, but no, it's, I have heard this, but, I have not seen like any written information, what have you, but I have just, but I have, you know, over, you know, people have said, hey, I heard they're cracking down on people riding on sidewalks. I don't know. Fair enough. But yes, when you have like something like the MUP and then all of a sudden it's like, no, this is a sidewalk, but it's not a sidewalk. But anyways, moving forward. Yes, York still closed. Stevenson, Grange to Aramasa, they're doing something with the lanes still. We talked about that. Oh, and then I noticed that past Grange? They've put in some of the cycle lane now along Stevenson, we're still talking about here. And then it sort of quickly deteriorates into two lanes again. So it's a little confusing if you're riding your bike and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, got to move over because it. They just haven't quite finished with the painting or whatever. I noticed that yesterday. South Edinburgh, Courtright to Ironwood, looks like here. Yeah, my writing is A1 as per usual. They have a total closure of roads for sewer work, and this is going for approximately 1 day. So there you go. I would, you know, potentially stay away from that part of Enro. Stone Road around Village Green. The city is putting in underground surveillance equipment to detect for leaks or something. Yeah, you're good as guess as good as mine with that one. So there is lane restrictions, but there is not lane closures. And then Guelph has also started using the hashtag online on Twitter. I believe it's Guelph Roads. Guelph Roads? Yes. So you can, it's kind of, I think that it seems to be a new thing they're sort of testing out. So you can kind of get an idea on what road is closed. For instance, you know, when they're doing, say, work on, you know, the other week they're doing work on Woodlawn and they had sort of the one lane closed, or they've been sort of doing stuff off and on Speedvale. So, you know, I mean, they can, you know, if you hit up Guelph Roads in the hashtag form, you can, you know, potentially get the lowdown, the QT, or the, you know what I mean. But anyways, so there you are. And yeah, that brings us to the agenda. We're talking a bit about today. We have some, you know, call-outs, whatever, up-and-coming stuff, maybe some bit of new stuff, and of course we're going to talk about Bike Travel Weekend. But first, we're going to play a track, and the track we're going to play is Three Reasons from the album Better Days by the band In Drift. You're listening to Psychology right here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Back in a couple. Where's that thing? Thank you. All right. That was In Drift. And I sort of jumped the gun or what have you and said, hey, it's a band, because, you know, I didn't know, because it could just be one person, but obviously it's a band. Anyways, with the track Three Reasons. There you go. Welcome back to Psychology right here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. It's Nathan. Good morning. It's Monday. It's 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's, you know, it's either raining right now or it will likely rain in the near future. So there you go. If I ruined that for you, I apologize. But, you know, so it goes. It is somewhat perhaps sacrilegious on a cycle-oriented show. But anywho, I was driving along and, you know, in a car. And I was listening to the radio. And, and of course, to add another nail to the said coffin, it was not campus radio. It was a public type radio format, but it was not. Anyways, so moving forth. But anyway, so the host is going on about 2000 and something or another, and you know, sort of going on this nostalgic tangent or whatever. They were sort of just building up their piece. One of the aspects of it was this, the accoutrement of that era would, of course, be the Livset Livestrong bracelets. You know, now, never being aware and knowing only a few, you know, people who, you know, followed along and, you know, didn't see through the trees on that one, you know, I can only, you know, imagine that allure of it. But more, it was the fact that, you know, I mean, forget about the fact that, you know, the Texan, you know, is a total stain on, you know, rather on cycling. And I mean, and cycling has a rather soiled past, and well, heck, even right now, it's probably a little soiled in spots. But, you know, I mean, somewhat outrageous, of course, that, you know, this just hasn't been sort of turned over and people just, you know, thrown them in the gray bin or whatever. But mostly, of course, was the fact that, you know, that is now this mid-2000s, what have you, is now being looked upon as like a time or a period of nostalgia for people, which I thought was kind of like, you know, I mean, it's not just, you know, excess amounts of hairspray and you know, neon clothes and stuff like that. Now people are saying like, hey, no, this is this, you know, it seems relatively short expanse of time a few years ago is in fact now nostalgia. So there you are. Speaking of sort of not nostalgia, but you know, cycling, obviously on a cycling oriented podcast or radio show, excuse me. Another note, as I saw a motorcycle actually driving along, and, you know, riding along, as you would say, and it approached another motorcycle, and then the other motorcycle sort of, acknowledged when the guy who I was following along waved, and then the other guy sort of, you know, did like this sort of, you know, like a low slide wave, what have you, and then another motorcycle came along, and, you know, the guy waved again. And this guy, you know, the guy riding the other motorcycle didn't do anything. And the guy's like, well, fair enough. You know, doesn't do anything. You know, doesn't, you know, keeps riding along. And, you know, and here I am. And I'm kind of like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then a third motorcycle comes along. You know. And he waved. And there you go. So, I mean, it's interesting, you know, and that was that, you know, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And then he turned or we passed him or whatever. But the point is the fact that when you're out riding your bicycle, it's the same kind of like, logic or what have you, that, you know, people are out there riding, you know, and sometimes people wave. Sometimes people don't wave. Sometimes people wave in the middle of the city, like, hey, check it out, we're riding a bicycle, you know, and they're excited and thrall. But, I mean, you know, it's the whole Passovers of, culture, etc. Anyways, is something I was kind of like, huh, I wonder if this guy waved. Oh, that guy waved. You know, but, you know, and then sometimes when you're out there, and I said it before, when you're out there writing, you know, some people wave and some people don't wave, and you can kind of spot who's going to wave versus who's not going to wave. You know, such as there is a person who rides out in the country and sort of has a bit of a would it be, you know, he's either going for like Bernardino or he's going sort of for Eddie Merckx. I haven't quite figured out the style. You know, rides an Italian bike, has his hair done just so. You know he won't wave at you. And there's no point in you waving at him, but you always do. Just because, hey, that's the way it's going. Because, you know, they're on some different plane. Speaking on some different plane, you know, if you follow Guelph at all and know anything about Guelph, you know, it's an interesting city. It's protective in a lot of ways of certain things and its values and its, you know, quasi-greenness and all the rest of that good stuff. You know, and it's, you know, water. But anyway, it sort of caps out around 100 or so thousand souls. So I was slightly alarmed to see that Peterborough has its own bike share. Peterborough has its own bike share. Anyways, there's a video. It was on YouTube, and I was watching it. I was like, huh. I think I, you know, watched it once and went, I'm sorry, like, this is Peterborough, Ontario. But anyway, it's you know, I thought, you know, it's like, huh, you know, it's like, wow. It's, you know, I mean, so, I mean, there is hope for Guelph to have its own bike share, perhaps, in the near future. Who knows? But anyways, yes, Peterborough, the video showed how easy it was. You know, you put on your internet device, got the sign yourself up, got a code, punched a code into a box. I was kind of mildly perplexed why the code is like a 4-digit set of numbers that you use to like unlock. But anyways, I was kind of like, oh, it's, you know, but beside that, it wasn't, you know, you just didn't kind of hold your, you know, device beside it and then go clink and it, you know, it unlocks itself. And then it has like a lock, you know, that U-lock, and the U-lock's attached to like a string, and it's an interesting sort of setup. But it showed like how easy, you know, and then you kind of just use it and then off you go. Of course, speaking of bike share, there was a thing in bicycling.com the other day about the Yay bikes. Hashtag e-bike, where in China you use the bike, and apparently it's about 15 cents US to use the bicycle. And what's happening is people are just getting the bicycles, and because it's cheap or whatever, and they have, or they have by year's end to have some 3 million of them on the street, people are using them, and then they're just sort of like leaving them wherever they want. So there's these giant, there's pictures of these giant piles of, you know, these bike share bicycles. So of course it does become a question of like where you make it affordable and accessible to people, but at the same time you make it so it's, you know, the bikes aren't getting wasted, as it were, or, you know, or just sort of looked upon as being like, ah, you know, whatever, I'll just, you know, throw that down, nobody cares, you know, someone else will clean it up, as it were. But, you know, unfortunate that sort of bike share comes to that point where it's, you know, that's obviously why there has to be sort of a monetary cost of the bicycle share programs, but it's, you know, where do you put that cost so as to not, you know, rule people out, but it's to make it sort of a something people sort of treat with, you know, some level of respect and care, you know, acknowledging the fact that there is a value to the service. So there you go. But obviously, it's on another level. It's a, you know, it's pretty stark that, hey, if we did make it free for everybody, there'd just be piles of bicycles everywhere that people had abandoned, and then they get thrown in giant heaps. So then you're paying someone to throw it in a